Bird's Bees, keeps your lips smooth. This podcast you're about to listen to, it has horribly offensive language, crude humor, countless spoilers for things we guarantee haven't spoiled for you yet. No, it doesn't spoil things. Bird's Bees, that delicious lip balm. Oh, sorry, I got sidetracked there. Listener discretion is advised. If you're listening to this in a public place without headphones, you should probably use them. You should probably use some Bird's Bees brand headphones. This podcast isn't safe for anywhere, so you should probably stop right now. Get some Bird's Bees. Your lips are so dry. Bird's Bees will make your lips so moist. Kissably moist. Just come up and kiss you. Your moist lips. Sorry, got sidetracked there again. I just couldn't stop thinking about kissing everything I see. If you want to skip to a specific section of the show, the episode description, it's got like timestamps. You can use those. Now, sit back and relax and listen to two fat guys talk about smooth lips.
Hey Dave, you know that song, where that guy's singing about how his girlfriend didn't have to cut him off and, it's like, you didn't have to cut me off. And it's basically some douchebag talking about how the girl he broke up with should still include him in her life because he's an idiot. This really popular song that plays everywhere.
I know the song you're talking about.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that is the worst song that has been made in the last 20 years.
I somehow doubt that. However, I understand exactly what you're saying. Some people, when they break up with others, they want to stay friends, but that's not possible. And you know something? It's not your choice. The other person doesn't want to be friends or talk to you anymore. It's not your decision.
Agreed, but that's only part of the reason that garbage-ass song is garbage. It's also just plain garbage. Like, the melody of it is garbage, the lyrics are garbage, the singer's voices make me want to stab something. It's just garbage in every fucking way.
That's how I think about most rap.
A lot of rap is garbage, but there's some good rap. Every genre
of music has at least one good song.
Every Knuckles rap, good rap song.
I'm going to forget you said that.
Every single one. Eminem is hit or miss. Some of his are really good. Others are just him being misogynistic and dumb.
Yeah, right.
I've always been of the impression that Lee Sho-ron from Cardcaptor Sakura should have a theme song that's sung by Knuckles' rap crew.
Why do you hate music?
It's not that I hate music. It's that Lee Sho-ron is so awesome. Only a song about that's observational rapping about his being awesome, being a sorcerer child, could ever do any justice.
Could you imagine Nelvana doing a Knuckles style rap
every time Sho-ron walked on screen?
Could you imagine just how bad that would have been with the quality of the dub cast they chose for most of their shows?
Lee Sho-ron up in the house, getting those clout cards up in...
Just shut up.
Don't even know. Gonna dance all night.
Well, he's this is about the quality I'd expect from Nelvana.
All night. Oh, Nelvana. You've ruined everything.
Well, not everything. I still like their old dub of Sailor Moon.
There are good things and bad things.
And there were good... Okay. As shitty as I know the dub is for Cardcaptor Sakura, I still like to watch every now and then.
There were good things about Nelvana's dub. Like that they made Sakura just this lazy asshole. Okay, let me rephrase that. They really reflected the fact that Sakura is a lazy asshole. Earl the Hungry Pig. Remember the book report episode?
Oh, okay, on occasion, yes.
I don't like that they tried to make Sho-ron the main character of the show.
You see, I hate when people say that, because, yeah, they tried to start it when Sho-ron came into the show, but they realized it didn't work within two episodes, and they went back and actually showed the original, like, eight episodes leading up to that kind of thing.
I'm Lee Sho-ron. Look at me. He didn't choose me to be successor. Fluck Clow Reed.
It's not like they went back and they tried to actually rewrite the dialogue to make him the main character.
A lot of promos and stuff, and especially in the first episode, absolutely, which they cut between like two episodes of the show, They really tried to do that. They tried to do that as well with Escaflowne. They tried to make Hitomi not the protagonist. They tried to make it fun. And I applaud them for doing that, because fuck Hitomi!
Fuck both of them. Fuck that show.
Fuck that show. That show is garbage. Movie, way better.
Yes.
Still garbage, though.
Berserker King Vaughn was awesome.
He was pretty cool. I was kind of grossed out by the fact that Escaflowne had blood flowing into his veins, and like it connected to him with veins. That was kind of weird to me. I was kind of like, ugh, that's kind of gross. We should probably introduce ourselves
and get the episode title. The last almost 5 minutes has been...
It's been our cold open. It's been our cold open. We don't have a theme song.
T-Fat Guys Talk.
So I don't know how much of a cold open this really is. I really wanted to make a song by now, but I've been trying to learn music theory so I can compose digital music, and it's just been slow because I have 8 bazillion other things on my mind. I could sing a song right now for you.
No, like, no, you are not.
T-Fat Guys Talk.
No, you are not.
T-Fat Guys Talk, episode 78. I am Carlos.
This is Dave.
Yeah, and this episode is called Nilvana Ruined Everything. Also Sony.
So this is another one of our, wow, there's enough to talk about that we're just going to do a podcast. Didn't really plan this one out too much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially based on today's Sony experience.
Yep, yeah, we're recording this on Saturday, December 5th.
A couple of new movie trailers have come out that have made us kind of interested in certain movies again.
Only certain ones. Ironically, the very same movies the trailers were for.
So I guess we might as well open with that. Batman versus Superman.
Batman v Superman, the leaked trailer with Wonder Woman.
Which is funny, it's not so much leaked anymore because the one we watched there was actually official from DC.
Yeah, the leak's a leak. I don't care if DC leaked it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Carlos.
You're still speaking.
Spoilers. Obviously, there will be spoilers, so okay. So this is the trailer with Wonder Woman and Doomsday and the actually admittedly good bit of dialogue between Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne and Lex. Let's just come right out and say it. Man of Steel was not a good movie. Was it complete garbage? No. Was it a strong showing of the Man of Steel? No. Is Angry Joe off his rocker to think it's great? Yes. However, there was always the potential for a good sequel there, and bringing aboard Ben Affleck, who I never thought was a bad Bruce Wayne, and who has directing chops,
yeah.
Which means he could probably help Zack Snyder, who blows. This always led to the possibility that maybe Batman v Superman won't suck, and this later trailer makes me think, yeah, I don't think it's... I'm cautiously optimistic it's not going to blow. I really like the dialogue between Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, how tense it was. I really like that they showed that Bruce's vendetta against Superman. Like, he's got some beef with this alien. I like Crazy Lex. I like Doomsday's shot being blocked by Wonder Woman, although obviously as a feminist who wants more female protagonists everywhere, kind of wish she was a little more center stage, but that's fine, whatever. What did you think of it?
Well, the first two trailers made me think that, yeah, this movie has no chance in hell, and they should just abandon the Justice League movie now, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This trailer, I mean, the dialogue between Clark and Bruce at that function was so much like any time they've ever interacted like that in any of the animated movies or series, that it was just nostalgic almost. It's just like, yeah, this is exactly what happens when these two people get together. This is awesome. The fact that he has beef with Superman, I think we're going to find that this is actually blown out of proportion by Lex and his plans. Mainly because Batman isn't stupid. He doesn't like the fact that, you know, Superman's basically godlike and can take them out. But he doesn't take out Superman because he sees all the good he does. That's really the only reason. He knows that Clark's a good guy later on, sure. But he can't he can't eliminate all the good things that Supes does. So
Supes.
So he wouldn't go after him like that Frank Miller graphic novel, like they're showing here.
I agree with you. It's getting blown way out of proportion. Batman's either in on it or he's going to discover that it's planned by Lex.
I just think that this is more than likely a lot of things happen that point him towards having to take out Superman for some reason.
And of course, since this is called Dawn of Justice,
yeah,
this is a precursor to what DC no doubt hopes will be a competitor for Marvel's films.
Well, I must say, it's ballsy bringing out Doomsday at this stage.
I don't think so. Get Doomsday out of the way. Doomsday sucks. Use him as an early villain, kill him, and now we don't have to deal with Doomsday anymore.
Of course, Superman never would have handed over Zod's body to anybody.
He probably didn't.
No. I mean, as in, his next step after killing Zod would probably have been to throw him into the sun, or to bury him up at his fortress or something. He never would have given him to the government.
Well, you don't know that. This is not the same. Like, I don't like this interpretation of Superman. Not because it's different, but because it betrays itself. Man of Steel establishes Superman as something and then has him do something completely different. That's the issue. I'm okay with this Superman being different from the comics, and this Superman is a lot more troubled. So I don't see him do... Like, I see comic Superman doing that. I see JLU Superman doing that. I see almost every other version of Superman doing that. But not Henry Cavill, Man of Steel, Zack Snyder Superman. He might not necessarily do that. He might let the Earth authorities just take care of it. Especially since he's trying to show them that he's a team player, that he's on their side, that he's not looking to do any harm.
Yeah, I mentioned before, but I really don't like the fact that this Superman is basically willing to have people kneel to him like a god. That I do not like, and that's based off of what we got from Man of Steel. He was not happy with anybody treating him, you know, in that kind of way. So the fact that every trailer we've gotten so far has shown people bowing, or, you know, the Jesus imagery has been just as high in the trailers as it has been in Man of Steel itself.
In fairness, it's okay for Superman to let a little bit of it go to his head, right? And in Justice, the comic series and the story in the game, they've been great. And that involved a Superman who really went off the deep end, right? So, I mean, I'm okay with Superman letting it go to his head a bit and perhaps forgetting that he is supposed to be these people's equal and not their god. And maybe in the encounter with Batman humbles him and reminds him a little bit of that.
I guess we'll see it. I guess that is to trailer number 3's benefit. Is last week, there was no chance in hell I was going to see Batman versus Superman. With trailer number 3, much like you, cautiously optimistic. Won't see it opening weekend. But unless I'm reading some really bad shit, I'll probably see it. And of course, every Star Wars trailer that they've shown so far has just piqued my interest more and more to the point that I have stopped watching them.
We're going to go opening day, right?
I can't get tickets.
You can get tickets.
No, I literally can't.
No, you
and every time I've brought up getting tickets, you've just been, ugh.
Dave.
So, tell me when you're getting tickets and I'll go.
No, you're the one getting tickets because, as you know, I've had professional assassins hired to watch your family. And should you not get tickets for opening night... Oh, this is dark. I don't like where this is going.
I'm pretty sure my family could take any ninjas you could hire.
Ouch. Oh, goddamn. The only assassination that just happened was right now.
Those group of 5-year-olds weren't much challenge.
Fuck. I knew I shouldn't have hired children to do a man's job.
But yeah, no, Star Wars looks amazing, and anytime I see something mentioning Star Wars now, I just skip past it. I do, however, like, and actually J.J. Abrams was asked recently in an interview about why we haven't seen Luke in any of the trailers. And his answer was great. I don't want to spoil the whole movie in my trailers. I've told you enough to pique your interest. Everything else, watch the movie!
Man, I hope we see Wicked again.
They also brought up the whole Black Stormtrooper thing, in which case he basically said, the problem isn't a Black Stormtrooper, it's the people who are complaining.
Agreed completely. They need to shut the fuck up.
They have bigger issues than just there being a Black Stormtrooper.
Yeah, they do. They're racists.
Yeah.
Fuck racists. Fuck them all.
So yeah, no. Star Wars this month, looking forward to. Still have to watch the last Hunger Games movie so I can see the next one.
Yeah, well, we both need to see both Mockingjay parts.
Yeah. For closure, and because this is the end to it, so gotta have closure.
I really like those first two movies, but I've heard alarming things about the last two. And I've got to come out and say this. This is a thought I've always had about the Hunger Games.
Okay.
Dumbest names in fiction.
As in city
or... As in characters. President Snow. Katniss Everdeen. Peeta. Parker.
You mean people's actual first and last names that exist in real life?
Garbage. Garbage names. You know what a good name is? Han Solo. That's a strong fictional name. Luke Skywalker. Kylo Ren, I'm on the fence about. Chewbacca!
Are you done?
No. Boba Fett.
Actually, Boba Fett.
That one's stupid, too. Yeah, Star Wars is hit and miss with its names, isn't it?
I think the names are just fine. They were trying to find names that weren't your average, you know, John Smith. I think the names are just fine. Especially when you wanted to come up with names that people would actually remember as being from that world. Yeah, okay. President Snow. Okay, fine. I'll give that one to you.
Katniss? Can we just call it a hard and fast rule that whenever someone's named Snow, they're an asshole? President Snow, asshole. Snow from FF13, asshole. That rapper Snow... I had nothing against him. His music kind of sucked, though.
Sure. I don't know the third one, so we're good. I'm going to automatically assume that as a rapper, he's an asshole.
There's some happy rappers like Will Smith.
Yeah, so happy.
Speaking of happy, I really wanted to hate Final Fantasy VII, Dave.
Yeah, we've talked about how the remake of Final Fantasy VII... You weren't interested in, and you hated.
I never hated Final Fantasy VII. I've played through that game four times in my life, and each time I play through it, I like it less and less. I never outright hated it.
Yeah.
I just wish it was more. Oh my god, this remake looks so good now. It plays like... I have big issues with Kingdom Hearts. The basic combat system is not one of them. And it looks like they took a bit of Final Fantasy VII, a bit of something like a Drake's Fortune. Not my favorite thing, but I like things about it. And the Kingdom Hearts combat system, and the ability to play as multiple characters, they showed them playing as Cloud and Barret,
yeah.
Who's Mr. fucking T now, straight up. Oh my god, that game looks good!
Yeah, they very much went Kingdom Hearts Type Zero.
Yeah. They did go Kingdom Hearts Type Zero.
Because that was the whole thing in Type Zero, is that you were bouncing back and forth between your different characters.
They did mix Kingdom Hearts and Type Zero. Yeah, I agree.
And I am totally okay with this. Granted, when you told me that they did this, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, no, 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 fuck you.
And then you saw it.
Because actually, I was kind of hoping they go the combat system of 13-2. 13 and 13-2's combat system was the only thing that kept me going in 13 for as long as it did.
Sure.
But the fact that, having seen how nice it looks, only thing we haven't actually seen is how it actually plays. We've seen some of the combat.
Well, we've seen how it plays, but we need to get a hand on it now.
Yeah.
And it
was dubbed.
Yeah.
In English.
And the dub wasn't bad either.
Well, you and I both had... differing views on Advent Children. You thought it was absolute garbage. I thought it was simply borderline okay, but we both agreed the voice actors were fine. Mm-hmm. It was the dialogue that was shoot yourself in the head bad.
I think the dialogue and the storytelling was so bad that it nullified the amazing fight scenes. But there are times I will play that movie and fast forward until I get to the fight scenes.
Yeah.
And then the moment people start talking, fast forward.
Yeah.
I will do that because those fight scenes are glorious. I kind of hope that either as DLC or as part of the game, you get to play through the events of Advent Children. Because Advent Children was always should have always been a game. And hopefully that'll be just appended on to this as DLC, along with Dirge of Cerberus, which could definitely stand to play better.
Fuck. And that's just it, is Dirge of Cerberus and Advent Children go hand in hand with a bunch of the things they were leading up to. Like, I very much think that Advent Children was supposed to have an actual Final Fantasy game after it. Because they left us in a cliffhanger. Because
that stupid Gackt character...
Are we talking Dirge of Cerberus, or are we talking Advent Children now?
Advent Children and the Gackt character, Dirge of Cerberus and Before Crisis, or Crisis Core, or whatever it was called.
I've never played Crisis Core, but the very end of Dirge of Cerberus, if you did it all decent throughout the game, you got the extra ending where you had what I always thought was the Sephiroth characters from Advent Children. That's where they came from. Because at the end there, they have a couple Sephiroth looking like...
Did one of them look like Gackt?
One-winged angels.
Because I believe Gackt was there. Like, the Gackt character, mm-hmm. who's voiced by Gackt. And since they have a deal with Gackt, they can't really continue the story until he signs off on it. And this is Gackt, the worst thing to come out of Japan since... I don't know. Elfin Lied... I don't know who came first, Gackt or Elfin Lied, but whichever one came first, the other is the worst thing to come out of Japan since the first one.
I remember your review of the music. You had to...
There are people who despise me because of that review. Like, I've seen some people being like some posts from before where people are like, this Carlos from Pop Culture Shock... Because I wrote for Pop Culture Shock for a while.
I know.
He doesn't know what he's fucking talking about. Gackt was trying to honor those victims, and it's just good he's listening. He doesn't know good music. And I'm like, you pieces of shit. Fuck you.
We all have different tastes in music, but they're obviously wrong.
They're obviously wrong.
Objectively, they're wrong.
All, whenever people try, I used to do this myself, and I apologize for every time I did this to you. Anytime I tried to argue that something that's obviously subjective, like how to interpret art, was somehow objective, I was so stupid for ever having done that. I know people who still believe in that, and it is really, really infuriating to deal with. However, people who like Gackt are wrong.
I think we both agree, though, that they could tighten up what happened in Final Fantasy VII, because they've already said that it's not going to mirror what happened in the original Final Fantasy VII.
Good, good.
I mean,
make it a whole new canon.
I'm very sure that they're going to mirror certain events, both new dialogue and new interpretations. But they need to tighten that game up. Mm-hmm. And, add events that happened in Dirge of Cerberus and in Advent Children.
Or write those both out of existence with a new canon.
Or write those out of existence with a new canon.
Have Cloud get over himself and finally be in a happy place in a sequel. Have Tifa and Yuffie be a couple. Have Barrett and Vincent, I don't care, be progressive. They both used guns.
This is also Japan.
And while they're Japan is slowly making gains.
While they are making strides, that's not going to happen just yet.
Recently there was a poll that says the majority of Japanese people support non-heterosexual marriage. And in fact, it's looking like more and more that the people are progressive and that the government's going to eventually have to fucking buckle.
Yes, but you see, there's the number one problem. In a poll, you can be anonymous. To actually have to stand up to your superiors takes balls and breaking the mold.
Tetsuya Nomura, you do what I just suggested. Make Tifa and Yuppie official canon couple. And I will personally take back a small amount of the horrible things I've said about you and your mother.
You've never insulted his mother on this show.
You know what I heard? You know what I heard about
Tetsuya Nomura's daughter? No. Bad, Carlos. Bad.
I heard that if you press your ear up to her stomach, you can smell the ocean.
Stop.
I don't even know what that's supposed to be an insult of. You know what I love about people who rev up their cars unnecessarily? Nothing. So folks, just for anyone who can't see us through the audio, there's someone outside who frequently starts their car and revs it up repeatedly. And this drive, much like there being shoes indoors, this is like a berserk button for Dave. Dave loses all happiness. His expression goes from jovial to stoic murderer in 0 seconds flat. And the fact that I'm still talking about it, like, I'm risking my life just describing this right now. You right there, buddy?
Yes,
he okay, stopped. Okay.
Speaking of anger-inducing.
Anger-inducing.
Sony!
More Sony. We're still on this. Sony PlayStation Experience.
We're back onto it.
Back on it.
Yeah, we saw the Final Fantasy VII stuff. That's all great. We're getting a full-throttle HD remix, whatever.
An HD remaster. As someone who hates adventure games but liked Full Throttle despite that, I don't know how I feel about this.
I love that I'm getting a Day of the Tentacle Maniac Mansion HD remaster because that game was both fun and funny.
If the Full Throttle HD remaster manages to be like an action RPG like the new FF7 remake, I am in like Flynn.
No, with the...
Get this adventure game garbage out of here, where you click on a guy, you click on an action, nope. You click on another action, nope. You click on a third action, nope. Then you throw your computer out the window and just make it be all action. Make the Road Rash combat scene super good. Oh man, make it like Road to Hell, but not garbage.
See, you're not going to get what you want.
Actually, don't make it like Road to Hell, because that would be garbage even if it wasn't garbage.
Yeah. No, just like they've done with all the other ones, like Secret of Monkey Island and everything else, it'll be a HD upgrade to what they did before.
Gross.
There'll be some optimization, but that's all they do.
Ew.
I'm looking forward to playing Day of the Tentacle after all these years.
Tentacle.
Sony's also doing their PlayStation 2 Classics line.
Yes.
Where they are emulating
mm-hmm.
PS2 games.
Yep.
Not the ones that you own.
Nope.
Ones you have to rebuy that will be up-res to 1080p.
1080.
With trophy support, with lots patches, mm-hmm. if things are broken, etc. For $10 to $15.
Gross. Well, and depends on the game, I guess.
I am mixed on this, because they're emulating it. I own these games. I don't want to have to rebuy them, but on the other hand, they did put in the time to at least make sure that they could be up-rezzed, which I can do on my PC if I want to make it illegal.
I think that the initial selection they put out is underwhelming. Who the fuck wants to play Dark Cloud 1?
Dark Cloud has a following.
Gross. There's only one reason I would want to play Dark Cloud 2, and in fact those are two reasons.
Shut up.
And they're both on Monica.
Shut up. Of course.
I hear if you rub Tetsuya Nomura's mother's stomach, the genie of wishes comes out of her vagina.
Shut up. Dude.
It has,
really?
It's just full of belts.
Just stop.
It's a very badly designed genie.
Just stop.
I don't even know how that's supposed to be offensive. I gotta have something to take back.
No, you really don't. Mm-hmm. You really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, their initial line is Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas.
That's three of the eight.
Dark Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue Galaxy.
Boo.
Which wasn't a bad RPG.
Boo.
The Mark of Cree.
What the fuck is the Mark of Cree?
That was one of those budget level Zelda-like-ish games.
Budget level Zelda-like-ish games.
Yep. Action adventure, kind of RPG-ish. Twisted Metal
Very
Black.
Very non-committal genres in this game.
Twisted Metal Black and War of the Monsters. And, I mean, I watched the video they did on it, and it is up-res. But, and here's the thing that everybody needs to realize going into these. The in-game graphics are going to be up-resed. The movies are not. So if you're playing a game that didn't do its movies in-engine, expect some very poor quality videos. Because they're going to be 640 by 480 tops.
Oh god, what about those like Final Fantasy 8 and 9 movies where you had to control the character while the video was playing? Uh-huh. It's going to be like a super high-res squall on a pixel background.
Oh!
Well, that's not a PlayStation 2 game, but you get the idea.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be funny. I don't mind them doing this. I more wish that I didn't have to rebuy stuff I owned. Yes, they put some actual effort into this, so should they be making some money on it? Sure, but make it that I put in my disc to authenticate it the first time, and I pay them $5, not 10 or 15. But this, I have no doubt, is them abandoning that whole streaming service they were trying. Because we all know how much of a piece of shit that was going to be.
Dave, streaming games is always highly responsive and super not a garbage way to play video games.
Uh-huh, right. Was there anything else in today's experience thing that...
You probably want to talk about the Psychonauts 2 crowdfunding. While we're talking about crowdfunding, let's first talk about the fact that Indivisible got funded, and it's met some stretch goals. It's got a lot of guest characters in it. Shovel Knight, Shantae.
Also keep in mind that it's not done.
I know.
Just like with Lab Zero's Kickstarter, or Indiegogo rather, for
Skullgirls.
Skullgirls, you can still support it even now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can still hit the extra hour of music, and we can hit the voice acting for the main characters. No problem. So it's awesome that they got kickstarted. I put my money into it as well, even before it started making that massive leap to being supported. It's like, oh, right, this only has another like 8 days left. Put my money down, and then within 2 days it was like exponentially going up. It was great. But speaking of crowdfunding, and this has me giddy, Tim Schafer is crowdfunding Psychonauts 2.
Still gotta play that first one.
And I love... Have you seen the trailer for it?
Nope.
The trailer was fucking awesome. We'll watch it after we're done the podcast.
We'll talk about the trailer. So that we don't leave our podcasters in suspense. Our podcast audience, I should say.
The trailer starts with a lieutenant coming into this... obviously military base, and they got the screen. It's like, sir, we found the hostages. And he's like, okay, great, send in the Marines. And he's like, sir, it's on an island in the middle of nowhere. Okay, send in the Navy. Sir, and of course, the screen's updating while he's talking this, so you have an island on there. He's like, sir, they have more mines than we know what to do with. It just shows all these mines in the water. He's like, okay, send in the Air Force. Sir, there's a little girl who's asleep who thinks she's tending sheep, and she's psychically controlling all of these death bombers. Fine, send in the Psychonauts. And it zooms into his face, and it's just all, you know, like Clark Kent Superman bulky. And then they show the four main characters from Psychonauts coming down. It's just like, everything is right in the world. And I'm really glad that Tim Schafer held off until the last day or so of the Kickstarter for Lab Zero's game. Because if he hadn't, it would have sunk that like a fucking submarine with a screen door. And it's already hit like over 1.5 million of the 3.3 million they're going for. It's like, okay, we've been asking for this for years. It's going to happen within like a week kind of thing. I'm just trying to decide if I'm putting it 150, 250, or 350. What level of collector's edition do I want? And I'm just browsing Destructoid here, and they're asking, will Double Fine do a Psychonauts HD remaster? Here's the thing. They don't have to. It's called the PC version. Which the PC version, and I learned this the hard way. I bought the PS2 version, and it was grainy, and I mean, it was a low-res version. Like, ooh, well, the Xbox 360 version has to be better. What the fuck is this? Then my roommate came into the room, he's like, why are you playing those versions? But do the PC version. I'm like, is it a higher res? And he's like, yeah, 1080p. And it is like any game which relies on in-game rendering, the actual gameplay is amazingly detailed. However, when you have videos that don't use the in-game engine, those videos still look like ass. If they looked like ass back then, they're gonna look like ass now. So any of those PS2 classics that have videos, be ready for very nice in-game graphics, but shitty, shitty, shitty videos.
I'm not a graphics monger. I'm okay with having to strain my eyes on a video to see what's going on because it's so pixely.
Knowing how whiny many gamers are.
And a lot of them are.
I hope babies. Sony is going to actually have a disclaimer on there. Because people are going to be like, oh, well, I'm paying $15. You should have redone the videos. No. If they were charging $80, yes. Not $10 or $15. And I'm still complaining that I had to pay that because I own the original game. But I can still go back and play that on PS2 if I want to. If I want the upgrade graphics, I have to pay the money. But that's not backwards compatibility. In any way, shape, or form.
I am shaking my head. Signifying no. It is not.
So that's my Tim Schafer giddiness right now for that happening. That's kind of awesome. They're doing that. Final Fantasy VII looks good. Dubbing looks good. So I've got no problem there. Oh, Shadow Complex for PC is free this month.
Yay! We can play a game that's kind of like Metroid meets Metal Gear a little bit.
In a way.
That's a lot of fun and is based on a canon helmed by Orson Scott Card, who hopefully will have his name far, far away from Shadow Complex for the foreseeable future, because Orson Scott Card is a monster.
Yeah.
No, I gotta play through Shadow Complex again. Apparently they built in ways to just sequence break, and there's like trophies for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta try to figure those
out. I've already been playing it, and I will admit, I heard rumors a while back that they're going to be re-releasing the ability to download your copy on Xbox One. And I'll probably end up with an Xbox One this holiday season. Maybe. And that was a game I was actually looking forward to, because it's a game I enjoy actually playing once every so often. And it was only on Xbox. Thanks for giving it to me for free on PC.
You know another game you can get on PC completely for free?
Huh.
Forever? The Elder Scrolls 2, Daggerfall.
Yay.
Well, here's a few
Daggerfall things. Wasn't that great even back in the day.
The thing about Daggerfall is that its world eclipses a lot of game worlds, including other Elder Scrolls games. Like, the world of Daggerfall is, like, twice the size of Great Britain or something. It's it's ridiculously huge. As mentioned by a friend of the show, Marky, when I was talking about him yesterday, he said, and he's right, a lot of areas are copy-pasted throughout the game. It's fun. It's no less shitty in terms of combat system than any modern Bethesda game. In fact, there are a few ways I kind of like its combat system better, but the point I was trying to make was that you can go get that for free right now.
Oh, yeah. Then again, you can get most of Bethesda's games right now, not counting, of course, Fallout 4, for just about free on Steam.
Oh, yeah. I totally need to replay Fallout 1 and 2 again so I can be reminded of what a Fallout game should be.
Hey, I am the first person who will say that Fallout 1, Fallout 2, and Fallout New Vegas. Fallout New Vegas was the only 3D one who actually tried to keep the spirit of the original Fallout games. Because it went back and the crew that actually did Fallout New Vegas worked on Fallout 1 and 2. So they wanted things to feel a lot more like those. Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, as much as I love how Fallout 4 is just sucked me in and I'm enjoying playing it, it's not the same. It just, the feel is different. And that's not just because I've added a couple of mods that actually, one of the big big complaints is, do you remember back when Borderlands 1 came out? One of the big things for Borderlands 2 is that they were adding the color green.
I don't recall this complaint.
that was actually during the announcement for the game and for the initial trailer. He's like, and we've actually upgraded our palette. We have found the color of green. There's green in here. And I actually showed there's blue and there's green. It's like, yes, it's no longer just brown. Well, Bethesda hasn't quite reached that level of upgrading our palettes yet. The game starts, you know, modern, well, okay, 2077, but the world's not nuked, and you actually have, you know, it's autumn, and you've got leaves and everything else. When you get into the game 200 years later, that's not even a spoiler.
That's what, I don't care, I'm never going
to
play it.
Yeah, it's more for anybody who actually listens to us.
Spoiler alert!
You come out, and after 200 years, there's some brush, and there's all kinds of dead trees, but there's no live trees.
In defense of Fallout 4, oh god.
Yes?
Even though plants should have grown back by now, really, I recall reading a lot of things online that say, no, things should still not be as dead as they are. But in defense of Fallout 4, if they're going for a drab post-nuclear world, of course they're going to use that. It's like when Movie Bob complained about games using the color brown and he put up Gears of War screenshots.
Well, fuck yeah.
And I'm like, you know, this is part of the reason Movie Bob sucks, because he doesn't seem to understand the idea that in these game worlds, the lack of that color is adding to the atmosphere of it, which is an atmosphere of general hopelessness. And in Fallout 4, the idea is it's post-nuclear and things haven't begun to grow back yet. So why the hell would there be lush, verdant landscapes?
Okay. However, when you're going to do a narrative that follows a timeline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the whole wasteland recovering should have occurred more than 75 years before you woke up.
Agreed.
In this game.
Agreed.
Now, where I'm going with all this is why still I buy a PC version of Bethesda's games, is because somebody was like, you know something? This is bullshit. I'm adding the fucking color green back into the wasteland, bitch. And they did. And you know something? It looks fucking amazing. I'm still in a wasteland. But I've got trees that have leaves. I've got green grass. I've got bushes. Now, it had one drawback, which I didn't count on. Being a wasteland with none of this brush or green trees or everything else, it means you can see a very far distance. It means that things that are big can't normally sneak up on you.
Yeah. Did you have a Deathclaw just hiding behind a tree? Was he like, he doesn't see me yet?
I've had stuff like that happen to me. It's made my adventure harder, but much more fun, because it's just like, oh, well, I can't see that Deathclaw from a mile away. It's like, what the fuck?
You walk by a tree, and then you're like, wait a minute, upon closer inspection, that's just a Deathclaw holding a few branches. The Deathclaw's like, you got me, guy. You got me.
But, again, modders will bring this stuff in, and it is very nice how it changes. You're right. The atmosphere of being, you know, hopeless and everything else, I didn't find the greenery changed it. Yes, the world's recovering, but the fact that society is still a scum-sucking piece of shit doesn't change on the fact that things are green. It actually makes it more hopeless. Because even though the world is recovering, mankind is not.
Point taken.
So, that's my take on it. Highlighting a really good mod for anybody who has the PC.
In Gears of War, though, it makes sense for...
Oh, yeah.
For it to be the way it is, though.
Well, for many reasons. But we didn't... We actually went through areas that had trees. It was just at night.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, everything looked great.
It was always at night. Or it was a fucking berserker holding two tree branches, and you're like, is that a berserker? And the berserker's like, you got me, you got me.
As long as it was in game one, we were scared. Boomers, everything else.
Remember
it
when
was like,
boomers
holy
mattered?
Shit!
In Gears of War 1, two boomers meant you had to completely reevaluate your situation.
Yep.
In 2 onward, not only are boomers easy... They're so comically easy. There are varieties of boomers that you just toss around.
I remember our first encounter of a freaking boomer in part 2. We're freaking out. I have a sniper rifle. I'm like, hang on. Boom. And you're like, come on, Dave, shoot him again. It's like, he's dead. It's like,
when
you killed him with what?
When you can go up and start mixing it up in melee range with a boomer... The boomer's lost a little bit of his aura.
Just a bit.
That said, there were definitely enemies that you didn't want to take head on.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cantuses and armored Lambent. Cantuses. The armored Cantus is the most bullshit enemy ever.
Yeah.
He can sonic spin into you and you're dead. Just completely dead. No reviving.
That is one of the few games I'm actually looking forward to have an Xbox One for. Because you and I will sit here and we will fire through fucking Gears of War 1, 2, and 3 again.
Can we play 2 last and pretend it happened last?
No.
So Dominic came back to life?
No.
Okay.
Look, Dominic is dead.
Because Gears 3, I didn't like as much as 2. I gotta be honest with you.
I understand that. It was a game that was very much the hopelessness of their situation.
And there were no bosses in it, unlike in 2.
Yeah.
And there were less cool scenarios
in
it.
Oh, no, there was a boss.
There were a couple of bosses, yes. Unlike in 2, where there were lots of cool bosses. Yes. And the Panzer Dragoon segment.
Yes. Hey, number 2 is the best of the 4 games.
Agreed.
Probably followed by... Did you say 3 was better than 2 or 1 was better than 2?
I would say neither is better than 2. What are you talking about?
No, sorry. Which one would you say we should follow 2 as far as being good? 3 or 1?
Probably 3. No, I'm going to say 1. I'm going to say 1. 1 really it really nails a lot of stuff.
My only complaint with 1 is just how badly done some of the split-off sections were.
Yeah, this is true. Hopefully the remaster addresses this.
You and I were driven almost crazy by a couple of those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And actually, we finished 1 on the hardest difficulty.
Yeah, we did. And 2. Not 3, because in 3 they decided that if someone's playing on the hardest difficulty and they die, they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't like that. Mm-mm. Didn't like that. I doubt we have any voicemail because, again, I didn't advertise this. Okay. Dave, we good?
I think we're good.
Episode 78, I forget the title. Carlos and Dave, this is Two Fat Guys Talk. You can go to twofatguystalk.com to visit us online. You can listen to episodes of our podcast and watch episodes of our other show, Carlos and Dave Anime Rave.
Tune in next time.
Yep. Bye, folks.
We're out.